everybody. We're GFBS. We're Graham Forks' best source. Joining us today on the show, Kim Schreiners, Jeff Bengston, and Ryan Scott. Might remember these guys from last week. Lots of new things to talk about. Going to be an awesome show. By the way, our show brought to you by Auto Equipment Experts. For all of your car equipment needs, check them out, Auto Equipment Experts in Grand Forks. You know, they're an AC Delco distributor for auto parts and so much more. Auto Equipment Experts also sell and service all major brands of tire machines, wheel balancers, hoists, air compressors, and anything you need to stock your shop or for all you weekend warriors, your garage too. Locally and employee owned, check them out, Auto Equipment Experts, 5036 10th Avenue South and North in Grand Forks, or you can call 701-757-2500 or go to autoequipmentexperts.com. Auto Equipment Experts, they're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Any comments or questions, our phone number here at the studios at GFBS, 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. And before we get rolling too far into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I just found a Justin Bieber concert ticket nailed to a tree. So I took it. Well, you never know when you might need a good nail, so... Actually, Paul even gave me the heads up, the thumbs up on that one earlier. So we like that one. And here we go. First off, to my left, Ryan Scott. How are you, man?
Very good. Good morning.
Good, good, good. Been a whole week.
it seems like we're just here.
I know. And how are you doing there, Jeff?
Great.
Okay, you guys had one hell of a month. Let's face it. I mean, the Kim Schreiners have been busy. Kind of do a little recap of what you guys have been doing here for the last few weeks anyway.
Now, my voice is a little rough here this morning. I'll let Jeff start on the circus here a couple weeks ago.
All right.
2 weeks ago, we had the circus, which we normally have in the spring of the year. But with things that have gone on this last year, we moved it to the fall. And it went really well. We had a good turnout, and we were really happy with it.
Okay. And then we get into a whole week of stuff with Potato Bowl. How'd that all go?
It went well. French fry Thursday got canceled, but the potato bowl committee stepped up and did the hot dog and chip giveaway.
Good turnout.
It was real decent.
Good.
You know, I think people just really loved the French fry deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we got quite a few. We could have fed a few more, but a lot of happy people were out there for that. The games for the kids and whatnot, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big parade on Saturday went well.
Parade sounded like it went awesome.
Yeah, it was great weather. You know, a lot of people were happy to be out and about and see another big parade.
You know, it was funny. I went down to the farmer's market a little bit later on Saturday because a friend of mine was actually the musician. He was playing there. He said, yeah, he goes, that parade. He goes, it was a pretty good parade. I had to stop playing a few times whenever the marching bands came by. But he goes, it was a way bigger parade than I thought it would be. So that sounds like it went good. And then tailgating. Had to been fun. Did you make it out there?
I didn't. You know, we got a little work to do after the parade, and I'm kind of a freak, I guess. I was up at 3 o'clock Friday or Saturday morning. Couldn't go back to bed knowing I had the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So the time I got done cleaning up on Saturday, I was kind of all in.
Sure.
I went home and relaxed, and I had a beer in the patio, and I didn't make tailgating.
Okay. And then to cap off the whole weekend, of course, UND Fighting Hawks crushed their opponent. So that was good, and you think it's time to take a deep breath. But no, there is more going on with you guys. You got a concert coming up this Saturday. All right, who's going to announce who it is here?
It's the Fabulous Armadillos and the Collective Unconscious, tribute to the Eagles.
Okay, now, if you don't know anything about the Fabulous Armadillos and Collective Unconscious, they're a tribute band, and I know they do like tributes to the Doobie Brothers and other bands, but... this is going to be a tribute to the Eagles. I don't know. It doesn't matter what genre of music you like. The Eagles could pretty much fill all of those genres. I mean, whether it's rock, southern country, southern rock, or country, it seems like that they've got a little something for everybody. Now, how in the world did you guys land these guys?
Well, they had been coming to town for once a year for an event that ended up canceling 3-4 years ago now, and we tried to get them at that point, but when we kind of picked up the ball, and And at that point, they weren't available, and we've been working to get them ever since. They've got a huge following. They've always been popular up here, and they do a really good job.
Yeah, I know they have a huge following because they have got a show coming up on the 29th in Anoka that has been sold out. I don't know for how long now, but it's sold out. And these guys are going to be around for a while. But I didn't realize, too, that this band is out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, is where they formed. And they've been around since 2006. I was looking at some of the names that play with these guys on and off. Johnny Lang was mentioned. J.D. Layton was in there. These guys, they're no slouches. That is for sure. They're going to be, this is going to be awesome. Now, this is coming up when?
Saturday the 25th.
Okay, so that's this Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the 22nd today already. Holy smokes.
This month is flying by. It's been really busy in Grand Forks. It seems like September's just been nuts.
Mm-hmm. Paul, dude, can we whip that up there here? Let me see which volume I need. Yeah, sure. He gives you a little bit of a sniff. That's what I've been going on here. The Fabulous Armadillos and Collective Unconscious. They're a little mash of Eagles songs. You can see all the guys there that are in the band. And we're going to be talking with Kem Schreiners, Jeff Bankston, and Ryan Scott here again in just a minute. But you know what? Life doesn't ever seem to slow down. You know, everything needs to be done, like, right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes, they do them within 15 minutes. They do more than that, too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. And when you go in to get your oil change, they're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, your battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. You also get discounts now for fleets and the military. And they can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you go in there for that oil change, you mentioned Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you $10 off your oil change. Tell you what, they're open 7 days a week, no appointment needed. Pickup and delivery available if you live in Grand Forks. Come to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street, or you can call them up 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. And here we are back with Jeff and Ryan. They are Kem Schreiners. Now, we know the concert's coming up this Saturday night. Where is the show?
Well, that's the other big change for us. We've done a couple shows downtown, one in the square and one over by the Herald Building. This one's going to be in the historic Masonic Center Auditorium.
I like how you say historic. We had mentioned this when you guys were on last week. This place is incredible. I can't remember if I've been to a show there. I know I've been to weddings and things like that there, but the acoustics in this place have got to just be phenomenal.
Some say they're the best in Grand Forks, and we've had several Grand Forks Symphony performances over the last few years, and they just love performing there, mm-hmm. because it is such great acoustics.
You know, and another thing that people might not realize, and I can't remember if we hit on this last week too, but a lot of people don't even realize what that building is. I drive by it almost every day coming to work, and I know what it is, but a lot of people don't even know where this building is. But why don't you let them know?
423 Bruce Avenue. It's right almost on right downtown, but across from the courthouse. Both those buildings were started back in 1903 at the same time, so it was
wow, crazy.
Been around a while.
Now the show is Saturday. What time does it start? What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30.
Okay, 6:30 and 7:30, and a couple of different ticket prices.
Upper level is 20, and lower level is 30.
Mm-hmm.
But there's every seat's going to be a good seat. It's a pretty intimate setting. I'll mm-hmm. put it that way.
You know how many people does it hold? I'm worried because I don't have my tickets yet.
We can seat 650.
Okay, 650. Do you have any idea how ticket sales are going so far?
They're going fast.
Okay, okay.
Especially lower level tickets are really going fast.
Okay, so. And if you do want to buy tickets, where can somebody get those?
Any Hugo store. Well, I shouldn't say any Hugo store. Any Grand Forks or East Grand Forks Hugo's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tickets now.
Okay, and is that the only place?
Yeah, well, though, we will have some tickets available at the door, if any are left at that point. If the show is sold out, that it'll be sold out.
Mm-hmm. I know it takes a lot to put on a show like this. I know a band like the Fabulous Armadillos and Collective Unconscious are not cheap. Do you guys have any sponsors? Did you have anybody helping you out on this?
Yes, we do. I'll let Ryan talk about the sponsors.
We got 104.3 Cities FM. The guys over at Layton and Layton Broadcasting have been helping us out in quite a few different events the last few years now. They've just been great over mm-hmm. there. Hugo's Family Marketplace for selling all the tickets. That's very helpful. Grand Forks CVB, Leisureland RV in East Grand Forks, Lunseth Plumbing and Heating, Baller Insurance, Grandma Butterwick's Restaurant, and Rumor Sports Bar, Grill, and Casino.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, you know, this band is legit, you know, and if you haven't heard them, I was in Fargo a couple years ago and saw this exact concert, Eagles, and it was amazing. These guys are playing all the way up here. They play in...
Well, they go all over the place.
Yeah, Detroit Lakes, Thursday night, Brainerd, Friday night, and here Saturday. So they're not like a weekend band.
No.
These guys are legit.
Yeah, I mean, they go overseas. I think they played Moondance, or either Moondance or whatever the other one, big one is in Detroit Lakes there, one of the two. But, yeah. I mean, these guys get out, and like we said, you go down, I'm sure Anoka is probably a bigger venue. I don't know, but it's part of the Twin Cities. And that show is coming up, I think, on the 29th, I said. The 29th. And that show has been sold out for a while. You should probably get your tickets. Because, you know, we were talking off air beforehand. I have people come up to me all the time and say, geez, you know, we never have live music in Grand Forks. It seems like you can't ever get it. And then when we do, it seems like people don't want to show up.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know what, folks? If you want to keep having shows like this, especially in a venue like this, you got to show up. You got to support these guys, and you got to support all the work you're doing. Or financially, you're just going to say, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money. You know, we can't compete with the Alaris and Ralph, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're a small peanuts compared to those guys. But these guys are expensive. You know, it took us over a year just to get them booked the first time, and then COVID canceled it.
Right.
It's like all that work, and now we got to cancel. So we're super stoked. Cautiously nervous.
Well, and $20 and $30 tickets to see these guys is a steal.
Yeah, it is.
I paid over double to see them in Fargo.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we just had a concert here in Grand Forks on, what was it, Saturday night, Friday night, whatever night it was. 22,000 people crammed into the Alaris. I heard the beer lines were like 9.5 miles long. It took like 2.5 hours to even get into the parking lot. This is what we like about these smaller, more intimate venues, like you said. You're not going to have to wait in line all day to find a place to park. It's going to be pretty simple. Is there beer available at this show?
Yes, there will be.
Okay, that was... Okay, I think that's the deciding factor for me. And I would imagine the beer lines aren't going to be 25 people long or deep like they were at the Alaris. And believe me, I'm not knocking the Alaris. It's about time we got something going on around here. But maybe that's going to open the door and we could keep doing these kind of things.
Rumors will have two bars on the auditorium level
okay.
that night. So, yeah, you shouldn't wait long for a beer.
You know, there's a lot of parking downtown. You know, you look at the parking ramps and the parking lots. Everybody says, well, there's no place to park. Well, that's because nobody likes to walk in Grand Forks.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll pay and walk in Minneapolis, but you just won't walk in Grand Forks.
Right, right. I was kind of complaining to myself when I went to the farmer's market on Saturday to watch my buddy. I had to park like two blocks away.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself, no reason I should have to park two blocks away. Yeah. But then on the way back, it's like, oh, gee, how about that? I can stop in here for a quick one, and I can also stop here for a quick one. So it made the walk back to the car much more enjoyable.
And that's what's going to be nice about our show on Saturday. Hopefully people get downtown and mill around a little bit, maybe get a bite to eat before the show, have a drink of their choice, and come down and see us.
Now, I know a lot of it's going to depend on how this event goes, but is there any other things in the works right now? I mean, I'm going to imagine that you guys are about to the point now where you're like, let's take a break.
Well, I think we're going to review a bunch of things after this and just see where we're standing with all of our events. And you know, everything was down a little bit due to COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll just see how this goes. And we'd love to do it again, but we need the support from the community, too.
You know, I've seen the Eagles once live in concert. They've always been on my bucket list. But the last time they came through Grand Forks was the History of the Eagles tour. I didn't even plan on going. I didn't want to go for some reason, but when I was working radio, that's the way it worked. It's like, here, you're going. And I went, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, guys start passing away in the band, and it's not the real Eagles anymore. But I tell you what, like we said earlier in the show, the Eagles, they play music for everybody, and these guys sound fantastic. If you're a fan of the Eagles, and I don't know how you couldn't be, this has got to be a show you got to go see.
Yeah, and I actually had a guy come up to me at the parade last week when I was working there, and he says, I've never been in that auditorium. I'm going to buy a ticket just to go in and see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have never been in the auditorium, it's a pretty neat building. You're going to be amazed by it.
Oh, yeah. I've been lucky enough to get kind of the little private tour.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing there's going to be a few guys around there earlier, and maybe if they know you good enough and you get there early enough, maybe they could get a little peek, because there is some historically cool things in there.
I'm sure we'll be there all day long.
All day long. But I'm amazed how many times I've given guys in their 70s and 80s a tour of the building, and they'll say, you know, I've lived in Grand Forks my whole life, and I never knew this was here.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I got so lucky. I think I was there for a wedding a few years back, and I happened to know a Shriner that was there, and he gave me the grand tour. And, I mean, that is crazy. There is a lot of history in that building. And this is fantastic. If this goes good, hopefully we can keep this thing going. You know what? It's not your local bar band. It's not Luke Combs or whoever. But these guys are legit. They play all over. They play all the big festivals. These guys are good.
Yeah, and I was going to say, once we get you to be a Shriner, we'll give you the rest of the tour of the building.
Oh, boy.
There's more to it.
Yeah, I know. All the secret stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Hey, this is going to be great. Again, the concert is this Saturday. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30, the Grand Forks Masonic Center. It's at 423 Bruce Avenue, right here in Grand Forks. It's downtown. Tickets can be purchased at all Hugo's locations in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. And again, a hell of a deal for tickets. Upper level, $20. Lower level is $30. And again, it is this Saturday. You know what? Just like Ryan said, why not go downtown if the show starts at 7:30, the doors open at 6:30? Why not go downtown? I mean, basically, you're about a block away from Bonzer's and all of these places right downtown. Go there. You know, get yourself ready to go, get some food in you, have a couple of beverages, and then head there when the doors open at 6:30, because it's going to be one hell of a show. Again, thank you guys. Thank you to all of the Shriners. I know you guys have put in a buttload of work to make this whole thing work, and for everything you guys have done all year long, like you do all the time. Hats off to both of you guys
for having
and
us.
The whole group.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Going to be a great show again, folks. Try to get there, all right? It's this Saturday again. Doors open at 6:30. Tribute to the Eagles with Fabulous Armadillos and Collective Unconscious. You kind of heard what they do. It's going to be a great show. Make sure you check on out there. Special thanks going out to Probitas Promotions for bringing you the show today. You know what? If you want to boost your brand, if you want your business to stand out from the crowd, look no further than Probitas Promotions. They're going to consult with you, and they're going to do this at no cost. They're going to find the perfect swag for your business. Hats, promotional products, trade show displays, logoed apparel, they do it all. And you know what? They're the region's top provider for free online stores. And now Probitas Promotions offers free shipping, any item, any size order. You get free ground shipping to one location. They're located in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. And you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more. And all with absolutely free shipping. Probitas Promotions. Call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop probitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probitas Promotions. Well, I hate to say it, folks, no Dirty Thursday tomorrow. We're going to be gone. We got some things going on. Every once in a while, we got to shut her down. And so far, tomorrow is going to be one of those days. But I tell you what, make sure you stick around. The morning update with Katie will be tomorrow morning, as usual, at 9 o'clock. And then we'll be back on Friday morning, all right? Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. That way you will never miss a show. And you know what? We're on all kinds of social media venues. Check us out. It doesn't have to be just Facebook, all right? Hey, the Grand Cities is an awesomely cool place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.